Daniel Ellsberg turned 92 this past week. You may remember him, you should remember him, as the military analyst working for the RAND Corporation and the U.S. government, who copied and released the Pentagon Papers, showing U.S. government interests and motivations in the war against Vietnam, completely at odds with what the public was being told. Through him, we had proof of government lies. Ellsberg has pancreatic cancer and not much longer to live. Freed from a likely jail sentence by government misconduct, he spent the last 50-plus years as a peace activist, especially against nuclear war. Learning of his medical diagnosis, he sent a beautiful letter to his friends and comrades. I'd like to read you some of it. This from Ellsberg. I feel lucky and grateful that I've had a wonderful life, far beyond the proverbial 70 years and 10. I feel the very same way about having a few months more to enjoy life with my wife and family, and in which to continue to pursue the urgent goal of working with others to avert nuclear war in Ukraine or Taiwan or anywhere else. When I copied the Pentagon Papers in 1969, I had every reason to think I would be spending the rest of my life behind bars. It was a fate I would gladly have accepted if it meant hastening the end of the Vietnam War, unlikely as that seemed, and was. Yet in the end, that action, in ways I could not have foreseen due to Nixon's illegal responses, did have an impact on shortening the war. In addition, thanks to Nixon's crimes, I was spared the imprisonment I expected, and I was able to spend the last 50 years with Patricia and my family, and with you, my friends. What's more, I was able to devote those years to doing everything I could think of to alert the world to the perils of nuclear war and wrongful interventions. Lobbying, lecturing, writing, and joining with others in acts of protest and nonviolent resistance. I wish I could report greater success for our efforts. As I write, modernization of nuclear weapons is ongoing in all 9 states that possess them, the U.S. most of all. Russia is making monstrous threats to initiate nuclear war, to maintain its control over Crimea and the Donbas, like the dozens of equally illegitimate first-use threats that the U.S. government has made in the past to maintain its military presence in South Korea, Taiwan, South Vietnam, and, with the complicity of every member state then in NATO, in West Berlin. The current risk of nuclear war over Ukraine is as great as the world has ever seen. China and India are alone in declaring no first use policies. Leadership in the U.S., Russia, and other nuclear weapon states, NATO, and other U.S. allies have yet to recognize that such threats of initiating nuclear war, let alone the plans, deployments, and exercises meant to make them credible and more ready to be carried out, are and always have been immoral and insane under any circumstances, for any reasons, by anyone or anywhere. It is long past time, but not too late, for the world's public at last to challenge and resist the willed moral blindness of their past and current leaders. I will continue, as long as I'm able, to help these efforts. There's tons more to say about Ukraine and nuclear policy, of course, and you'll be hearing from me as long as I'm here. As I look back on the last 60 years of my life, I think there's no greater cause to which I could have dedicated my efforts. For the last 40 years, we have known that nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia would mean nuclear winter, more than 100 million tons of smoke and soot from firestorms and cities set ablaze by either side, striking either first or second, would be lofted into the stratosphere, where it would not rain out and would envelop the globe within days. That pall would block up to 70% of sunlight for years, destroying all harvests worldwide and causing death by starvation for most of the humans and other vertebrates on Earth. So far as I can find out, this scientific near consensus has had virtually no effect on the Pentagon's nuclear war plans, or US, NATO, or Russian nuclear threats. In a like case of disastrous, willful denial by many officials, corporations, and other Americans, scientists have known for over three decades that the catastrophic climate change now underway, mainly, but not only from burning fossil fuels, is fully comparable to US-Russian nuclear war as another existential risk. I'm happy to know that millions of people, including all those friends and comrades to whom I address this message, have the wisdom, the dedication, and the moral courage to carry on with these causes and to work unceasingly for the survival of our planet and its creatures. I'm enormously grateful to have had the privilege of knowing and working with such people, past and present. That's among the most treasured aspects of my very privileged and very lucky life. I want to thank you all for the love and support you've given me in so many ways. Your dedication, courage, and determination to act have inspired and sustained my own efforts. That, from Daniel Ellsberg, from the Marine Corps to lifelong peace activist, this has been Norm Diamond for the Old Mole Variety Hour.